You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Remedy to bring peace in the house. So the other subject that is attached to it is about Nezirut, that one decides for 30 days he would not drink wine. So these two subjects are attached to each other. The Gemara asks why we have these two subjects right after one another. The Gemara learns that from here we learn that Tzadik Moshe is directing us. In case you happen to run into this scenario, so you have to limit yourself from drinking wine. You cannot drink wine anymore. Why? Because you happen to observe it.
What was the reason for Nazir?
Nazir just decides. He wants to be...
without having any...
It's a simple Yehudi. He decides that to limit yourself, to strict himself from what's going on in outside society.
So it's not the consequences of something that he done wrong?
No, not at all. No.
To do something?
Yeah, he makes a commitment. Yeah, that's it.
Nazir only applies to wine or any alcohol?
Only wine. Grape juice.
Somebody who is alcoholic says, I'm not going to have
No. We'll see. But our subject here, that why Gemara directs this gentleman that if he ran into such a circumstances, he have to make a restriction. So like, let's say, God forbid, you hear a very loud noise outside. Very loud noise. So what do? You jump outside because two cars ran into one another, especially if you are a doctor. So now when you come back, so then what's your feeling about what you have noticed? You saw? So what is your feeling about it? Sorry? No, we're talking about the accident. The accident. When you come back, well, what do you feel?
Tense.
No, you just say, one passed the red light, and one made a left, made a right, and that's it. Yeah? You went out, you came in. So what are you going
to
say now?
Nobody was hurt.
Nobody was hurt, that's one thing. What else are you going to say?
Baruch Hashem, I was there, I could help.
Maybe, or maybe they don't need your help. But
thank God it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Are you going to say, I'm going to be a better driver? No. You're not going to say. Yet the Gemara says the reason that these two subjects are next to each other, because if you see two cars running into one another, you must become a
better driver. Because the message for you, that's why you saw it.
So that means here Gemara is teaching us, it says, Kol haroe sota begilguleha yazir. It a small min ayin. It's called haroi. What does called haroi means? Here, obviously, one says, "Ay ay ay, I feel so bad. I feel so bad." So now here, Gemara says, "No, we're not looking for your melody to make noise." Here, it says, Kol haroe, that means, obviously, one would say, I would never pass the red light. I would never make a quick right turn. Chas v'shalom. But here the Gemara says, no, there's no such a thing. If you saw it, you're going to do it. And the reason that you saw it is because that they're giving you a message from Shammai. You understand? So that means here, it's not that you feel, you know, something happened that it's never expected and never happened. But the point of the matter here is that from Shamayim, they have a different patent. And that is, they have so much care for you, so they ran in a different scenario to avert you, wake up. Wake up. But the point of matter here is that when the Gemara says that if one runs into such a circumstances, what should he do? What did he say he's supposed to do?
Promise not to do this.
No, he says, as I explained and I repeated many times, he should not drink wine. That's what the Gemara says. Right? That's what Gemara says. So now the question here is, drinking wine, as far as the problem that was arise, what type of factor it has in the whole situation? Was only drinking wine? No. Listen carefully. This matter that came up, that this lady was brought inside of Beit HaMikdash, the wine, how much of problem was in this situation?
Maybe they were drinking wine.
One more time. The wine, what type of factor it had in this matter? You understand? Two people got together. The wine, how much of effect had this matter? How much? What are you thinking?
Zero.
I take it all. What has the wine anything to do with it? They met, they were attracted to one another, and that's it. What are you telling me? You should not drink wine. You understand? Yeah? And just like back to the example of the accident, you go out, and then you see what the terrible accident came about. You come in, you say, I'm going to change my shoes. Well, it has anything to do with it. So here, Gemara says, if you see such a thing, yeah, you should not drink wine anymore. What wine has anything to do with it? Huh?
Not sure about thoughts.
You follow? What has wine anything to do with it? We had nothing here.
Well, everything is connected, for sure, but...
What's the connection to wine? Whatever these people did?
But, in this case, maybe...
Shh. I thought you heard this subject before. It's new to you?
Yes.
Kala Kadosh, Atam Shah is teaching us that in life... when you're running to something unexpected, it's not demanding too much from you. That means, when you see something unusual, you have to make a change, even a minute change. Make a change, don't be paru. That's what the message of the Torah is. So that means when such a matter appears right in front of your face, no matter what it is, then don't say, why? No. Don't waste your breath. That is not going to do anything for you. You have to take some
action.
You have to take some improvement. Even though that might be very minute. And that's what the Gemara means. Yes, you saw it. Wine, maybe they didn't drink wine, but it has nothing to do with it. But here, the wine and drinking wine maybe bring such a circumstances, or causes the circumstances. But that's not the cause, has nothing to do with it. But the point here is the Gemara is teaching us, don't feel it's not going to happen to you. Don't feel that you're immune. Don't feel you are vaccinized. There is no such a thing. Because if you saw it, that means it's tailor-made for you. And you have to take an action to make some improvement.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.